This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your minds, breaking news, the jury in the Chad Isaac trial has reached a verdict. We expect within the hour we will know what that verdict is. We are in the courtroom watching this closely, and we'll bring you that verdict once all the parties are assembled and the judge asks the question of the lead juror. If it's not murder, I don't know what is. I can't imagine... Multiple murders, obviously,
is the burglary charge, too, and it certainly seems like he's a part of that, at least. But, yeah, you gotta think with a verdict coming in that quickly that it just might be. But
what are the prevailing... there seems to be a little, if you watch some of the Facebook chatter on this, that there's a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking going on, and some people saying that it could have been better, but... In the way of a case, I guess, against him. I know you don't have HD camera view, but you have, an obvious track and how they found his truck and the business of parking at the Ford dealership, McDonald's, all that. I don't know. This seems to be a slam dunk guilty verdict, and it's a horrific, indelible wound on the people of Mandan. Multiple murders happened there amongst good people. It's just a very sad deal all around. I hope
now, one of the Facebook polls had most people had said guilty. The next most was hung jury, and then a distant third was not guilty. Well, it's not going to be a hung jury this quick. The fact that there's a verdict this quick suggests a guilty verdict, and obviously we'll know that presumably in the next 10-15 minutes or so.
We'll bring that to you live here on the program. Breaking news on the Isaac trial, a verdict from the jury. They have reached a verdict, as we said, and we're expecting within the hour to know what that is. You'll have it live on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Let's find out what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA. First of all, as you know, this all month long, any fountain pop is 49 cents. I can eat the Mondo ginormous, like 3-gallon pail size, and 49 cents. Down to, like a 12-ounce cup, I guess, or 16-ounce cup, or I usually have the 20-ounce cup, the two fresh cookies, and the pizza. You know how much that is? $4. $4.
How do you hold that pail up without spilling is my question. But
well, I know it's tempting when it's 49 cents, but I don't usually go with the large soda anything. I do the smaller soda just to have one a day and get my caffeine jolt, and then I go buy that Ice Mountain 1 liter. For 69 cents, they have a liter of Ice Mountain. Now, you walk into a lot of convenience stores, and you want, they're all the same, other than the ones that have the special stuff, and the water's water, right? And, it's $1.69 for a little 16-ouncer. Try buying a bottle of water at McDonald's. This is a liter for 69 cents.
Nice.
My gosh. And that's all month long, great deals, but also today, the home cook and his two sloppy joes and chips. That's in Harwood, PetroServe USA, 12th Avenue, Sloppy Joe's 2, Chicken Tater Tot Hot Dish for Kev today in Glendon. There's your lunch, my brother.
Bingo.
Yeah, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, pulled pork sandwich, and also Valley City Chicken Fettuccine or the pulled pork with gravy, exit 292 off 94. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. Okay, we're going to return to another round of Radio Graffiti. One minute only on your hot topics. Chris in the Bakken is first with COVID. Adam in St. Paul, Minnesota, wants to talk about infrastructure. Stack them up, we'll get to you. But first, we're going to ask a really important question. What would Trump do in the middle of this mess? What mess, Scott? Well, pick your mess. The border mess? The inflation mess? What am I missing, guys? Oh, the Afghanistan implosion.
Ooh, I know what the answer is.
What is it?
Something?
Yeah. How about
Trump would do something?
He'd do something. Yeah, the COVID mess. There's a lot of messes out there, and here's someone that served as well, former assistant to President Trump, Bill McGinley, going to answer that question. Bill, I don't know if you've seen this meme that's running around, but it's Joe Biden. He doesn't have the ice cream cone in this one, but he's scratching his head, and he's asking a question of himself. When the hell is Trump coming back? I suck at this. That's what he said. So we know that. Let's just take the Afghanistan situation, a mess of Biden's making. that many forget was actually quite orderly, down to 2,500 troops, no casualties over a year under Trump. What are you making of this when you watch this play out on our television screens in our news reports, Bill?
Look, I think that this was a combination of a number of things, and the internal finger-pointing within the Biden administration tells you they got caught flat-footed. You know, the intel community is pointing fingers at the DOD and the Secretary of State. They're in turn pointing fingers at the White House, and it really leads to the question, was this an intel failure, a planning failure, a coordination failure, or an execution failure? And the longer that this drags on and the worse it gets, it seems like it's all four. President Trump was very clear-eyed. He wanted to protect American interests, American lives, and the American worker first and foremost. And when you have an administration that wants to seek an immediate and dramatic departure from those priorities, this is the type of mess that you get.
You know, our own Senator Kevin Cramer is rather close to the president and talks with him often, and most recently, even after the infrastructure deal, which he saw really something that he wanted to have passed, was held to a different standard and got squandered because of, in my mind, poor Republican leadership on Capitol Hill. You know, the one overriding theme that Senator Cramer seems to get from President Trump is just enormous frustration that good work over 4 years is just being undone brick by brick. Have you talked to him? Do you sense just enormous frustration over this? I mean, it's you hand the keys to somebody. Obviously, he didn't want to do that, but it was done, and you hope they at least have some common sense to continue obvious momentum in things that were winning, and it's the exact opposite. How frustrating can that be for him?
Look, it's very frustrating because you engage in Operation Warp Speed, cut the red tape, and get the vaccines. You've secured the southern borders, and one of the first acts of the Biden administration is basically to open them up, which is allowing all of these folks crossing the border who are infected to spread the virus. You look at the foreign policy debacle that's unfolding in Afghanistan and hear the reaction of our allies. When President Trump was very successful in standing up to China and helping and forcing the allies to kind of pay their fair share when it came to the obligations abroad. We had inflation under control and wages were rising. We were creating a record number of jobs and had record low unemployment when the virus hit. The economy wants to take off. But you look at the spend and tax packages that the Democrats are trying to push through are simply going to put their boot on the head of the economy that really wants to take off. We need people to get back to work. We need to open up this economy, and we need to let people be able to prosper again. Parents are frustrated with all of the mixed messaging coming out of the CDC and the Biden White House on the virus and the masks in the schools and some of the other things that are going on. This administration has caused more crises in 7 months than we've seen in most administrations in 4 or 8 years. And it's something that's got to be corrected next year during the midterm elections.
You mentioned the mask situation, and by the way, I agree. I'm a health freedom person. I think every person ought to decide, is the vaccine the right thing? Do I believe that it is the best protection against the variants? Whatever. Make the decision, decide for yourself, and take a little comfort from that warp speed innovation that came from the Trump administration to get us that option, right? And now all the mixed messaging and Fauci one day saying this and another day saying that, and the way they poo-pooed these therapies is unbelievable. I saw a guy from Yale last night who's been talking about this throughout the situation. We talked about ivermectin and the one I can never say, HCQ, Kevin, the other therapies out there. And now study after study says Donald Trump was right on those. The therapies are an option, but there's so many mixed messages. It's unbelievable. Now the Biden administration is asking the Education Department to go after states that have a ban on mask mandates, and we're one of them. In North Dakota, any ban on the mask mandate in school? What do you make of that quickly?
Look, I think that this is something where I think part of it has changed the subject, but I think also this is the Biden administration trying to go after who they perceive as some of their domestic political opponents, and that would be governors like DeSantis and Abbott in Florida and Texas, respectively. Look, it's not like their messaging is internally consistent. When you have an open border where people who are infected with the virus are coming across and being released into communities, and you're not taking the specific health steps there, then to try and tell the governors in these states what you should be doing is completely inconsistent. Like the Biden administration needs to get it together. You know, at the beginning of the pandemic, they talked about how masks don't work. You know, you heard from Dr. Fauci and some other folks who did that. And then all of a sudden later on in the pandemic, it was everybody's got to wear one, two or three masks. And so they have yet to get this messaging right. A clear example is what they did with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine when they temporarily pulled it to run the test to make sure that there were no issues with it. So there's been a number of missteps here. My position is get vaccinated. I'm vaccinated. I think, you know, the purpose of having the getting vaccinated is not so you don't catch the virus. It's so you don't end up in the hospital on a ventilator. You know, and so, look, this is a mess from the Biden administration. I hope that they get their act together soon. But the 2022 midterms are coming.
Yeah, and that's going to be a tsunami, thankfully. The question is, can the country survive between now and then? And that's no slam dunk answer. Bill McGinley, a former assistant President Trump, a steady hand at the wheel. Thanks, Bill. We appreciate you.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
The verdict when we come back.
Spend your hard-earned money. It's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Wind. It's everywhere in North Dakota. A permanent and abundant natural resource. An energy source we should harness. Wind Energy paid $11 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in Wind Energy. Wind Energy, a permanent and abundant natural resource for North Dakota. For more information, see ndforallenergy.org.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio Graffiti, until the verdict is in the Chad Isaac trial, which is expected any time. We believe it'll be before the end of the hour, as they're assembling the jury and told us about a half hour ago that it'd be about a half hour. So if you're watching our feed on our Facebook live post right now, which is here for every day of the What's On Your Mind program, or at frankspeech.com, frankspeech.com. I know a lot of you have been asking about Mike Lindell and the aftermath of the Cyber Symposium. There's some really good reporting going on there, and every night, actually, at 6 o'clock our time, they do a two-hour update as well. So frankspeech.com, speech, sort of like free speech, you know, frankspeech.com. Check that out. And, of course, we're powered by MyPillow around here. $39.99 for the sheet deal right now. $39.99. Now, Todd, Kevin, Chris, do you know how much the sheets would have been a couple of days ago? $109.99 for that awesome sheet set. $39.99 right now. Now, you know, we did that towel deal at $39.99. Guess what? They sold out of towels.
Nice.
If you want towels right now, you kind of get them as they get them in and get them manufactured. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing, folks. The power of this audience and others like it is standing up for Michael Lindell, and whether it's the Lindell Recovery Network, whether it's the effort under the Lindell Foundation for Election Integrity. Good example, by the way. I don't know if you know this. Remember this, but Mike Lindell sent a commercial about the cyber symposium to Fox News. They said, we won't run it. So Mike said, fine, we won't run ads on Fox News anymore. That cost revenue to the company of $1 million per week. In other words, the investment of Mike Lindell in ads on Fox News, I mean, there's $1 million less revenue coming in as a result of it. You can't make it up anywhere else because he's obviously so good at determining audiences and what he spends, he gets a return like that. So,
and welcome back amazing. Again. I'm Alicia Huck, and we are waiting now for the verdict. There's a bit of a delay right now with the judge.
Okay, so you're hearing camps for. It sounds like the jury's not in yet. Let's put that down, guys, if you would, and we'll wait till we actually see the jurors. But it sounds like we just got a report there that there's a little bit of a delay. The jurors are not in, but they are expected to be in. When they come in, we'll know that. The judge will take the seat, and we'll bring you that live. Anyway, to finish on my pillow. That's why we're making up the difference. 800-506-9028. That's the number. 800-506-9028. You call that number. You say, I want that $39.99 deal that Scott's talking about. And by the way, I'll take some pillows and robes and slippers and other things as well. 800-506-9028. Mike Lindell's book. Every youngster in your family ought to have a copy to know that you can come from a crack addict with 19 near-death experiences and become someone who has a company unprecedented in direct merchandising, like MyPillow, but more importantly, the recovery that he now leads, in addition to the fact, obviously, I think this election integrity is going to be, that's what God put him here for, to expose this, to get to the bottom, to say, really, are we counting the way we should be counting? Is there ways to influence the machines? Wait a minute, what happened here? Antrim County of Michigan, small county, proved everything Michael Lindell said could happen. You can influence the process because they pulled votes from another county and said Biden won. Wait a minute, he didn't win. Oh, we messed up. Oh, you messed up, I see. Anyway, promo code Scott at MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, $49.99 on the sheets, normally $109.99 right now, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right, let's go to the phones. And let's see who's next here. Chris in the Bach has been waiting a while to give me his best minute on COVID. Go, Chris. You're up.
If it comes to a point where it's employment or unemployment, I'll choose unemployment. But give me a half step. Give me the chance to get the virus. I'll go get it. I'll get Regeneron. I'll take my vitamin D. I'll use the therapeutics. I have faith in that medicine. But I don't want that mRNA, and I'm not really a fan of Johnson & Johnson either, just because they're part of the whole group of stuff. Even though the Johnson & Johnson, I guess, is not mRNA. I'll take my own sick time, but give me the virus. Let me get out of it. I've got a 99.97% chance of surviving, and if I know it, I've got it coming in. I bet it goes almost to 100%. Give me the virus. I'll take a week off. I'll be back at work. Then give me the card that says he's good.
Now, what I don't know this, Chris, if, you know, again, we're talking about, at this point, healthcare workers, and just like they're required to get the flu vaccine, being required as a condition of employment to get the COVID vaccine because they're in a healthcare setting and they're providing for patients who obviously would have some sort of weakened immune system. What I've not heard, I've heard November 1, if you don't have that as a condition of your employment, if you don't have an exemption for a health reason or religious reason, then you can no longer be employed here. I've not heard whether or not if you have immunities, like you said, you had COVID and now you have the antibodies in your system, whether that counts. I'm not sure it does in many places. But
no, it doesn't because it's a political thing. That's the problem. It is control and political. The biological immunities from the disease are as good or better than what you get from the mRNA or the Johnson & Johnson dead virus vaccine. But again, when you have information, misinformation, and information control going on up there, they'll spin it any way they want. They had no science when they said that the vaccine gives better immunity than those people that have had the virus and recovered. They had nothing.
I think this is a good point, though, Chris. I appreciate your call. I promised a minute, so we're going to keep going. But I think this is a point worthy of consideration on this employment mandate or condition of employment. Adam in St. Paul, a minute on the infrastructure. Go.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. It's Adam Zenick here for the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters. We represent over 1,000 carpenters and millwrights in North Dakota. And we just wanted to call this morning to say thank you for Senator Kramer and Hovind's work on the bipartisan infrastructure bill. The roads, bridges, and clean water infrastructure needs improvement. There needs to be work on that around the country. And today there are fewer blue-collar opportunities than there were in this country 20, 30, or 40 years ago. A long-term legislation like the bipartisan infrastructure framework can help build our construction careers for many of our members and other people around the country. So I just want to applaud their efforts. And when I think about it, our members have to go to work every day, and whether they're Democrats, Republicans, Independents, no matter what, where they come from, they have to just go to work and get the job done. And it's good to see Senator Kramer and Senator Hovind get the job done on behalf of our members.
Very interesting point. By the way, there is a lot of support among representatives of an enormous amount of employees, just like Adam's group, that are saying exactly the same thing. And when Farmers Union and Farm Bureau agree, right, and big business and small business roundtables agree, you kind of get the idea that is it perfect? No. But is there a whole lot of actual, what we believe in a bipartisan way, is infrastructure in it? Yes. I mean, my quick math is 60% of stuff everybody's agreed for a long time is infrastructure, paid for out of the Highway Trust Fund bill when they actually do this, when they actually get it right, which they haven't because of total gridlock and lack of any kind of regular order in Congress. But that's what we've always said is infrastructure, and paid for it out of the same fund they're paying for this. 20% actually has Republican priorities in it. And some things that, you know, like 5G and things they wanted to do that nobody wanted to do. I mean, Democrats want to do soft infrastructure. They want to do, you know, almost COVID-related stuff, things that aren't actually hard infrastructure. And 20% of that is in this bill of $1 trillion, because guess what? You've got two different parties and very little votes. One way, what is it, 7 votes in the House and, you know, Kamala Harris in the Senate. You don't have the ability for one side or the other to win. And at least the $1 trillion bill makes it less likely the soft infrastructure will go down. But, Adam, I appreciate the call because I think that's something people need to hear as well about this bill. I think a lot of the things we're worried about in the $1 trillion are actually in the $3 trillion. And let's hope we kill that. Mike in Alaska, you're next when we come back, plus the trial. Stay tuned.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A man has been arrested on Capitol Hill for threatening lawmakers Thursday. Tim Berg reports.
The suspect, who parked a suspicious vehicle in front of the Library of Congress claiming to have a bomb, has been taken into custody without incident. The suspect is Floyd Roy Roseberry of Grover, North Carolina. Tom Manger is chief of the Capitol Hill Police Department, and he has some background on the suspect.
The little bit of criminal history that we were able to determine was in the state of North Carolina, and it was nothing that serious.
Authorities say there is no reason to believe the suspect was not working alone.
Texas educators said Thursday will stop enforcing Governor Greg Abbott's ban on public school districts imposing mask mandates. The Texas Supreme Court declined to uphold the mask ban over a technicality. USA Radio News.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Back on What's on Your Mind with breaking news. Judge David Wright, Morton County Courthouse, about to hear the verdict of the jury. They're in the room in the case of Chad Isaac. Let's go there live. Jurors in this case making the decision. There's two alternates there that haven't participated, but they're with the jury. They handed the judge the verdict, and we'll hear it in a moment, the case of Chad Isaac on this murder charge in Mandan, North Dakota. Multiple murders. The defendant looking on, rather, I guess, stoic. Doesn't look anything other than sort of straight-faced and calm.
It really has looked like that much of the trial, too.
I'll read the jury's verdict at this time. We, the jury, duly impaneled and sworn to try the above entitled action, do find the defendant, Chad Trolin Isaac, number one, as to the offense of murder of Lois Cobb, as charged in count one of the information, guilty. Number two, as to the offense of murder of William Cobb, as charged in count two of the information, guilty. Question three, as to the offense of murder of Adam Fuhrer, as charged in count three of the information, guilty. Number four, as to the offense of murder of Robert Faulkner, as charged in count four of the information, guilty. Number five, as to the offense of burglary, as charged in count five of the information, guilty. Question 5A, at the time the defendant committed the offense of burglary, was he armed with a firearm? Answer, yes. Question 6, as to the offense of unlawful entry into or concealment within a vehicle, as charged in count six of the information, guilty. Question number 7, as to the offense of unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, as charged in count seven of the information, guilty. Dated this 20th day of August, 2021, and signed by the jury leader. Members of the jury, is this your unanimous verdict?
Yes.
Does either party wish to have the jurors poll?
How's the statement,
Your Honor? No, Your
Honor. Members of the jury, this concludes your service as jurors on behalf of the court and the parties. Thank you for your time and dedication and attention during these 3 weeks of trial in this case. It's been a difficult trial with a lot of very difficult evidence to review. I would like to talk to you before you go, so I'm not going to excuse you at this time. I'm going to ask the bailiff to take all 14 of you up to courtroom 305, and I will be up to talk to you in just a few minutes. Okay? Again, thank you.
Sadness among family members in the courtroom over that decision of guilty on every single count. I can't help but think that this is at least a portion of the chapter closing of a horrific situation impacting, obviously, the employees of this company and the family members of all, and that they do, at least, closure is a horrible word. When you've lost a loved one or gone through just the trauma that had come from this whole thing. But a little bit of that anyway, at this point. A little bit of that. And obviously, Chad Isaac now will be in prison for the rest of his life. And I must say, the law enforcement officials, the investigators, the forensics of this are extraordinary. Because this guy, he really went through a lot of hoops to not get caught, and he got caught, and he did it because of very good law and order in the great state of North Dakota. To every single person up and down that chain, God bless you, and thank you for giving this family at least a little bit of justice, all of these families, justice in this Chad Isaac trial. Guilty on all counts today. Breaking news on 550 KFIRE, AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 The Flag, and KLDC. If you want to comment on that or anything else, open phone time to the end of the program, and 1 minute, 1 minute only, so we get lots of you in today on the program. Mike in Alaska, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, good morning. What a tragedy, and I'm glad North Dakota, they took care of it, unlike our government now. I hate to say this, but I trust the Taliban more than washing scum, and that's how I feel. I mean, when you look at Biden's track record, he was in charge, partly in charge of Benghazi, which was a joke. He was also in charge of Fast and Furious, where they don't know how many guns have been given to the cartel. They didn't know how many at that time, but they're thinking maybe 5,000 guns. So, you know, this whole thing in Afghanistan, I think, is a flank, is a diversion, so that we will take our mind off the illegal vote. Because Biden got in. He's a corrupt president, and Harris is a corrupt vice president. They got the lowest ratings in history. How they could be president is ridiculous. If anybody thinks Biden won the presidency legally, they are morons. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Well, you didn't mince words there, Mike. You didn't mince words at all. And I, you know, you're saying essentially this is all planned to divert. Who knows, right? That's probably something we'd never know. But boy, if there was ever a need for a diversion, they had one. And
look at the ATF selection. This guy, Dave Chipman, lost his own firearm. And he wants to take ours away. This guy is straight out of Siberia or Moscow, Soviet Moscow. This guy, if you take it, look at his history, David Chipman, he's the enemy. Again, we have the enemy running America, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of washing scum. We need someone in there that's tough and that's honest and believes in Jesus. Anyway, that's all. I took up more time than I was allowed. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your call. I do, and appreciate the passion as well. And I feel the same way about the election and, you know, big tech and the Washington swamp and others. They're not even looking at basic facts about it, and they're trying to scare you away from talking. What does that tell you? I want everybody to make up their own mind. We just got a funny meme from a listener, and it was a horse with blinders on, and the caption is Scott's view of your health freedom. And, you know, again, I love this program because you can agree or disagree. My view of your health freedom is that you ought to choose. So I guess when I say you have to choose whether or not you work for an employer who's mandating it, that means I have blinders on. I don't know. But I believe that's not new in healthcare, and I continue to believe that. I wouldn't like it if somebody said to me, Scott, you choose whether you work here or not, but I'd recognize that person employs me in the case of healthcare to make sick people better, to care for people who are vulnerable, so they get to make that decision. And we heard yesterday long-term care in North Dakota, 93% have been vaccinated. That was a choice they had. And now the other 7% have to make a choice as well. Again, I don't want to tell you to get the vaccine. I don't want to tell you not to get the vaccine. I'm going to tell you the vaccine came during the Donald Trump era, so that's going to cause me to lean in a little bit. Operation Warp Speed gave us choice, and millions and millions of people will not get COVID because they decided to take the vaccine. Those same people now have, about a 65% chance of not catching the variant. Not perfect, but it's the best solution. But it should be up to them, because they may decide, you know what, I don't know. I don't know enough. I want to wait. That should be their decision. I don't think that's blinders, but I'll take the criticism. Creighton, here on South Dakota, you're next. Got a minute. Go.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to, I'm a big friend of North Dakota. I spent 12 years up there in the oil boom from 79 to 93 or later. And I'm telling you what, Kamala Harris is licking her chops right now as far as becoming president. Now, if history buffs would remember, there was a saying many years ago in the Roman deal, et tu, Brutus. And I guarantee you that Kamala Harris right now is Brutus, and she is just waiting for this to collapse so that she can become president.
Well, I don't know. Did you hear the question about whether or not she was the last person in the room? You guys remember that during the debate? You know, Biden always said he was the last person in the room at every major decision. And then they asked her, were you the last person in the room? She said yes, and is all gaga about this. I think she owns this mess as much as he does, although she has been like nowhere. Look, these are imbeciles. They couldn't run a popcorn stand. You know, this is as much incompetence as it is a desire for these kinds of things to happen. And they got their sandals out and they're dusting off the sand. They're just done with all this stuff. They don't care. They're not pretending, you know. So I don't know.
Just waiting. She is just waiting for the collapse of Biden.
I'm probably right, because these people all care about themselves first, you know. Ruger, you got a minute on what's on your mind. You're next. We love Golden Valley. Go.
Morning. I love Golden Valley, too. It's a great town. Kind of address what you're saying about, you know, hey, if you want to work at Stanford or wherever, you know, you got to get shot. That's the employer's, you know, that's what he wants to do. It's the employer's freedom. Well, in that case, then I guess, you know, employers can say you need to be a certain gender, your skin needs to be a certain color, you need to be in a certain political party. Otherwise, you know, pound your feet and go work somewhere else, buddy. And then as far as Joe Biden goes and letting the Taliban have billions of dollars worth of our firearms and ammunition and weapons of war, guy's all cool with that, but, you know, we got a civil right over here to own guns and the guy's trying to take them away. You know, hey. This guy's got to go. I don't know how anybody can vote for a person like that. You have a great day, Scott. Let's hope it rains here.
Very good analogy. And I hope you get the rain out west. We got a little dousing here already, and supposedly there's more, and it's heading east tomorrow, so we can use it. Thanks, Ruger. Ryan in Aberdeen, South Dakota, you got a minute. Go.
Hey, fellas. I wanted to talk about mask mandates in particular. I don't think any less of anyone who decides to get the shot. I have not yet. I don't intend to at this point. When I see people wearing masks, a year and a half ago I wouldn't have said this, but now, a year and a half hence, I cannot think of a single good reason to wear a mask outside of fear of the virus. And I think that's the biggest mistake you can make. Is acting out of fear. And when I see people in charge that are not wearing masks in big get-togethers, but they're telling me I have to.
Isn't that rich? Isn't that rich, Ryan? I mean, it's unbelievable. By the way, we have a pediatrician, Dr. Tracy Newman, who is the head of Cass Clay Public Health. By the way, that would have the power to put a mask mandate on, believe it or not. Shouldn't, but does. Not doing it there, and not wearing her own mask at a party at the Plains Art Museum. Lots of video emerging from that event or pictures. And now on the school board saying you must have a mask mandate and influencing others to do the same.
Nielsen
crazy.
Says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, TiVo, and 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV. And go to Newsmax.com for breaking news now, 24-7. It's a source I trust, and you can too. Watch Newsmax TV today. And if your cable company doesn't have Newsmax, tell them, get Newsmax now. Newsmax TV. There's a bottle of water, and then there's a 1 liter Ice Mountain 69 cent bottle of water that is good all month long. That's special at PetroServe USA. The Pearson Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1.50 in new flavors. Any size of fountain pop, 49 cents all month long, including the 32 ounce Lucky 7 cup. T-shirts, 3 for $9.99. Old Dutch family packs, buy one, get one. Fresh baked cookies, 3 for $2. All day, every day. The big hot summer sale is on. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann. Buick GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. Not only the Buicks and GMCs, but the late model used vehicles of, all kinds of different. Let's say you're an F-150 fanboy. You can get one, or fan, woman, fan, person. You can get one of those. 2021 GMC Acadia as well as for 0% APR for 72 months. Very well qualified buyers. Also, 2021 Buick SUV model, 0% APR for 72 months. That's same as cash, folks. Find out more. Shop, click, and drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
And if you have any diesel and it's sort of saying, I just know something's not running right, what do you call that cab when it's not running right? It's a little...
A little hitch in your giddy-up. I don't know.
Yeah, regen or something there, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of problems with
cab. Anyway, you just know, and our buddy... CJ and the team over at DAC Diesel has a new additive now that they're selling through other dealers, too. 4-plus additive, turbo cleaner, anti-gel, super clean. Anything diesel, got issues, you give them a call. Tractors, you know, the semi-trucks, the pickup trucks, the whole works. DACDiesel.com to find out more about this additive, or call them at 701-258-5011. 258-5011, okay? All right, Radio Graffiti. I just want to finish. Somebody said, what did you mean by Dr. Tracy Newman can mandate public health officials? Do you remember the Grand Forks public health official put a mask mandate on for the entire county?
Yep.
In the first wave of the COVID?
Yep.
They have that power, which I think is ridiculous. We're going to restructure the whole thing. But Tracy Newman could do that in Fargo now. She doesn't at the countywide level, even though she could. But she's on the Fargo School Board. And last Friday, there was a little swanky party at the Plains Art Museum, where all the you know, fun, pretty people go,
mm-hmm.
and the in crowd, you know?
Yep.
They had a little gala over there.
Okay.
And she was there and was pictured with a bunch of people without a mask on.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, so she put on a statement and said, look, they were all vaccinated, and we took our mask off for the picture. Well, it turns out there's more pictures from Plains Art Museum, and she was not seen wearing a mask all night.
Just
so,
stop.
Yeah.
Stop talking.
Right. I mean,
just take it off.
Dripping hypocrisy is unbelievable. It's the Gavin Newsom problem now of Cass County.
It is for thee, but not for me.
There you go. David on the road, you got a minute. Radio Graffiti, go.
Hello.
Hello,
yes,
David.
Hello.
I'll start your minute right now. Go.
Yes. Okay. I would like to say, would everybody quit calling the COVID shot a vaccine? It is
Thank
not
you.
A vaccine. A vaccine is like polio, chickenpox, or whatever. This is like the flu shot. Is a flu shot a flu vaccine? No. This is the same thing. It is not a vaccine. It's just a shot. It's not FDA approved. It's just, you don't know what it's going to do to you or the future or whatever. It's unapproved. So,
it's a chemical compound designed to induce an immunoresponse in those that get it.
Right. Now,
that's what it is.
I will say, though, it was what's called mRNA.
mRNA, yep.
It has been developed over many, many years.
10 years.
Right.
Or
they've
so.
Been looking at this. Trump did warp speed to get it to market. So it isn't like they just cooked this up just for, you know, COVID. It was in the works for some time. And Donald Trump's administration led the effort. I'm one shot Scott. I made a decision in the middle to go, whoa, I heard from a Pfizer exec. I said, no. My point is this. You decide whether you want the mRNA or mNRA or vaccine or whatever you want to call it. Right now, to date, it is proven as the one thing that most people who take it don't have a problem with it, right? But I believe David and Kevin and everybody else that says, no, it's not for me, ought to make that decision. I don't like bullies that say you should have it. I don't like bullies that say you shouldn't have it. I just want to make the decision myself and stop talking about it. But it is fair to say it's not a vaccine. It is. It's also fair to say it is something that has been 10 years. And very, very smart doctors who I trust have said, look, it did its job. It was well done. And right now, what is it, 3 out of 1,000 at Sanford Health have had some reaction beyond a headache or a sore arm. So, anyway, one minute only. Fargo, Adam, go.
Hey, Scott. There's a lot of people that have been talking about COVID numbers lately, so I wanted to give you some direct numbers from the ND Department of Health's website. So, back on August 2nd, the total processed was 473 with a positivity rate of 5.36. As of yesterday, we have a positivity rate that's actually down a bit, down to 5.0%, and total processed of 5,329. So we are testing over 10 times as many as we were 2 weeks ago, 2 to 3 weeks ago. So, of course, we're going to see an uptick in positivity.
But the percentage is down. Very good point, Adam.
The percentage is actually down.
And you know what? A memo to every hairdo in every TV room within the sound of my voice. Stop being afraid. Report the facts. Listen to Adam and Fargo and go look at the health website and stop freaking people out. That's half the problem here. Great point, Adam. Thank you for the call. Marion Wilton, you got the last minute. Go!
Yeah, the gentleman that called in and said that Camilla is chomping at the bit and licking her lips, I totally agree with him, except for and nothing ever influenced me about this. It was just my own personal thought. Back when they said she was going to be his vice president, before the election, I thought, yep, they told her that she should be his vice president because she wasn't suffering from dementia, that if they would put him in office, and my personal thought was it would take like up to 18 months, and then they would either have him killed off or they would use, what is it, the 26th Amendment, that he wasn't fit to serve in the office, and then they'd put her in his place. It's all been pre-planned. We all know he's been operating under a...
The deep state is real. The swamp is real. There are evil people at work every single day, but we're still the greatest country on the face of the earth. God has blessed us richly. Let's hope he continues to do so. God bless. See you Monday.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.